I'm Nikki Ouellette with Montana News. Young people growing up queer in Montana say one of the hardest parts is how truly alone it can feel to be different under the big sky. For the past 7 months, a group of mostly high school students in the Flathead Valley has been trying to change that. They call themselves the Flathead LGBTQ Alliance, and they're hosting Ally Night tonight in Whitefish. The goal is to raise community awareness while providing support and a safe place for kids who are trying to figure themselves out.
Just in the area that we are in, it feels a little more constricting than other areas for members of the LGBTQ community. And as a group, it was decided that we would help people have a breakaway or like a serenity from all of this hatred that they may face in their lives.
Gabe Mahoney is media coordinator, and Elsie Schneider is vice chair of the Alliance, which is an arm of Love Lives Here, a local affiliate of the Montana Human Rights Network. They're both in high school.
It's just like a good way for kids to come together and know that they're not the only one like them, or that they're not alone, and then that there's people that support them, because before they didn't really have that. So
when the group started back in April, the local newspaper, the Daily Interlake, published a big story about it. Several months later, that same paper featured a letter to the editor that quoted Bible verses and condemned the group and its parent organization. The Alliance organized a letter-writing campaign in response, and the next week, Alliance Chair Kedrin McKeldry says the paper had a very different opinion page.
The title for the whole letter to the editor section was In Defense of LGBTQ. And it was three whole pages of just letters people had written in, emails they had sent. There was a large composed letter from local clergy members that many had signed off on. And then the following week, they'd published a letter in the featured spot from me talking about the Alliance and the work that we do and why this kind of work is important in the Valley.
McKeldry says when he started high school, he was one of two openly gay students at his school.
Bullying was not uncommon. There was two separate fake Instagram accounts made about me for the purpose of smearing my name and making fun of me. I was pinned up against the wall and attacked in the men's restroom. And that's in a public place in the movie theater. And then years of just, you know, dropping the F-bomb, dropping homo at me, that sort of thing. And then coming onto this year, working with the Alliance, it's become so much more public for me. I was followed a total of 7 times by 7 different groups of people. There was an instance where I drove around in my best friend's neighborhood because I was afraid to get out of my car. Because if I got out of my car, then they would get out of their car, and we don't even need to address what could have happened next. So the whole idea that, you know, we hear about bullying and it's people just kind of bob their heads at it, it's a big deal. And for especially the LGBT community and the youth, it is a never-ending battle. And in Kalispell, Montana, it is an uphill battle that every single one of us fights every day.
Before the Alliance united queer kids and their families across the valley, some schools, like Glacier High, had gay-straight alliance organizations. Glacier's GSA even started hosting Accept Dance, an annual alternative prom for LGBTQ students. Walter Pearson remembers the first time he went.
I danced and had fun and I met people, but going back to school the next day was like I was all alone again. And it was very hard to, again, even after coming out of the closet, be myself. And then we formed the Alliance, and I've never been happier with me or my family or anything like that.
The Alliance meets weekly in Kalispell and is open to students and families across the Flathead Valley. They trade notes about physical safety and mental health and get answers to the questions that leave their parents and friends not knowing what to say.
Like in my freshman year, I didn't have anyone to look up to, and no adults had the answers, and our classes didn't include any of us or our history, especially in like sex ed. That sucked.
You're just constantly bombarded with that girl, boy, straight, image, and so questioning yourself of like, why can't I be like that, is just very, makes you question everything about yourself pretty much.
Just kind of like, oh God, how do I tell my dad my family. Like, how do I do this?
And I just hit the ground with the pride flag running and kind of gave up on that whole being alone thing. Because as I came to find, there was many, many more LGBT people. You just had to look.
Elsie Schneider, Willow White Wolf, Walter Pearson, and Kedron McEldry are high schoolers and members of the Alliance, which hosts Ally Night tonight at 6 at the Bohemian Hall in Whitefish. The event features raffles and a silent auction fundraiser, live music, and a session they're calling Q and Gay. Gabe Mahoney says it's a chance to shake off the illusion of isolation.
When you come to this group and you know that there are other people who are going through the exact same struggles that you are, it's empowering to see all these other LGBTQ students that, you know, make you feel not alone anymore and not so isolated in this. I think with the scope of just how big the world is compared to you, like, sometimes you take that too much into consideration and think you're more alone than you really are.
I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.